what the neighbors would
do. Very hot.
You'd have the
oh, they would have me
there.
Arrested, I'm pretty sure.
The pup really still likes that collar. It has history to it.
You know I'm having so many issues with this on so many different levels, but go on.
That, for instance, this collar could never be reused by any other master, period, end of story. That's just the way it is with a boy collar. As long as two parties discuss it, I don't see a problem with that.
Okay.
But if the dominant and submissive don't discuss it, yeah, there is a problem with that.
Know of certain individuals that we watch for at events. This guy's a fucking moron. Excuse my language. You know what? Don't excuse my language. He's a fucking moron.
It's common sense.
That's the problem with common sense. Most common people don't have any.
No, those were from your crying last week. What did we make you cry about last week?
It's something. Not a show if he doesn't cry.
Sometimes things may change.
But we didn't get an invite. I went, oops, so I guess you're not invited. You did not.
Well, I thought everybody was invited.
Honey, they're not special like us.
I guess no. I realized that last night. And they realized that last night, too. What if suddenly the submissive is no longer comfortable?
I believe that's their service, then.
And you have your
then
favorite...
Then if it's only one particular thing, bend the fuck over.
Well, it's like the same thing. You have your favorite pair of boots that you like to wear. And then suddenly, your boots, you get a hole in them.
I'm trying to see where this is going.
You should be arrested.
Well, freedom of speech and all, Sir Mark.
But freedom of... How about freedom of respect?
Kids today seem to have this weird-ass sense of entitlement. You need to do this for me because you just do. And it's like, what the fuck?
The sad part is, it's not the kid's fault. Kids learn that somewhere.
Honey Badger don't care. Honey Badger smacks the shit out of it.
2012, it's like...
Do you know my fly's been up the entire show?
Oh, and you didn't do that on purpose?
No.
So why did you unzip it before you sat down?
It's buttons. And I'm cold. Anyways, I just looked down and I thought, wow, there's Mr. Happy in there.
The soothing sounds of House of MNSN Radio.
Well, we're back again.
Good, clean controversy.
Oh, he always does that to me. Gives me the
you figure after all this time, you would know that that's coming.
It's a long weekend.
Come on, my boy. Jeez.
Very tired.
Well, shit happens.
But it was a good weekend.
You know, I had a lot of fun. I really did.
We did. Everything went well. No real drama.
You know, we really, really have to thank Enzo from the Envy. He has not put up with us. I mean, he's been kind enough to host our charity events at the bar. It's called the Envy Lounge in St. Catharines in Ontario. And, I mean, and the money that we've raised over the last few months, because we only really go from November till, well, this month is what, April? So November, December, January, February, March, April, 6 months. So in the 6 months, the money that we raised from there really helped us do our gala that we're going to be doing on May 12th. Can you post the link to the event in the chat room for me for the gala,
yes,
please? I mean, we've used that money to, you know, to print the raffle tickets. We've used that money to get all the media done. We have incredible sponsors helping us out with this event. I mean, we have what I think we said about $5,000 worth
of merchandise
for the silent auction that was all donated. We had a hotel room because we have a speaker coming up from Buffalo. Kitty Lampert is coming up. She's going to be speaking. I mean, we have the Toronto Men's Chorus opening the show. We have 8 other performers that are going to be on stage. We have Richard Ryder from Proud FM. He's going to be doing a 15-minute comedy show for us. I mean... It's incredible how much support that we are getting.
And I just posted the link to the event.
Thank you,
so.
Boy. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a gala. It'll be a lot of fun.
It is going to be really fun. I mean, like you said, I could go to work for 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I really hope I have a light week. And then Thursday we leave for Claw. Thursday's Claw, and we're going to be busy because I, unfortunately, have to be on top of all the events.
And then you want to go up
right?
And get up to camp and remove the deck. Starting
then,
when?
So we come back. I work for 3 more days, and then I'm taking a week off, and we're going to go rip the deck apart at the trailer. Open the trailer. Open the trailer.
Wow.
Stay up there the week. Hopefully that'll give me some more time with Sir Mark and I to get the rest of this stuff done for the gala event.
Yes.
And then we do that, but then that's it. Like, I mean, we're wrapping everything up kind of nicely after the 12th. So
kind of. There'll be more things going on.
Well, what else are we doing? We're running Crude this year at the Point. Correct. The Point Trenton Taylor Park. It's
which would be a great leather event.
That's gonna. Yeah, I really want to try to get all the families from around here to join us up there. I think that's gonna be awesome.
And we also have Forbidden.
Forbidden. Yeah, we'll be. We're DMing the Forbidden. We're taking care of the 10 again this year.
Yes.
So I mean,
and there's some other events. Sir Mark, I know is
what other event? Wait a minute. What other event?
Or should I say Chantel Cartier will be very involved in many events at the Point, too, this year.
It's not a gala! Sorry,
no.
What?
Who did that?
If anything, it's a non-sexual orientation law.
Ah, okay.
Non-gender and
sexual
orientation.
I think we better change the name, then. But anyway, I know that Sir Mark.
Oh, for the CZs?
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he can go do his thing. You know what? That's fine. We'll do Halloween again, but I am not. I'm taking it easy this summer. I say that, and we always do.
We always do
anyway.
So much shit anyway. So yeah,
okay. We can't sit still.
Yeah, we're gonna be real. We're just gonna sit around all summer and do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, like that's ever gonna happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we got to have a contest, and every time, now we have to really think hard. We've got like 4 months to think about this. How do we outdo Slave Wayne's headgear for the next event?
Headgear from the event?
Because every month we have to outdo it. We
No, we don't.
Or we could get a contest
we don't have
going
another,
on FetLife, too.
Boy, we don't have another event at the bar till November.
So they have plenty of time to work on it.
They have plenty of time to work on headgear.
Headgear.
I think we're going to revamp.
He has to have new headgear every month.
I want to revamp how we're going to be doing our events. I think we might start charging a cover.
Just a cover?
Yeah. Well,
to go to charity,
it's,
I hope.
It's a charity thing. Every other place charges. I mean, people are coming there. We're allowing them. Number one, we're bringing our own dungeon equipment there. Mm-hmm. We are bringing the equipment that you made, okay?
Okay.
And they're using it. I mean, we had a whole room full of people using our equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like free dungeon play for them, really. Mm-hmm. You know what? Yeah, no, I don't want to. It's not that I begrudge anybody using the equipment. I think it's awesome. It's a safe environment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's good. And I mean, we're obviously very conscious. You or I were walking back to all of the time, making sure everybody was playing safe and properly.
And let's face it, there's very few.
Did you guys grab my first aid kit? I didn't see it.
Very few places. And it's now in the bag. In
is it?
The
okay,
car
cool.
Already.
I just realized I don't remember.
You should see my car. It's already loaded to the rooftop. If I were like a picture, Master can send it to him.
Yeah.
To the rooftop, front to back, with gear.
Cigar Leather Top is in the chat room, and he's like, "Oh, you guys are in Canada. I knew I liked you guys. Half Canadian here." Actually, Boy Neil's more than half Canadian by injection.
By
isn't
injection,
that how it goes?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, and that boy Alex says, "I think I saw a sign saying no outside food and beverages." Yeah, now. We're not going to get into that whole thing.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. You know why? And we'll split the door with Enzo. That's all.
It's only proper.
Yeah, we'll split it. We'll half goes to charity, half to them. What else? What were we talking? We got on a tangent there, my boy. Fuck.
Well, you talked about the gala, that coming up. Claw coming up. If anybody's out there that doesn't know, they probably can't get a room for it anyway right now.
For Claw, no.
No. But you could stay at some. There's all kinds of hotels outside, just outside of Cleveland, that are like the.
What is there? There's not more hotels in Cleveland. There has to be more.
Well,
I'm
just saying
hotels.
There are hotels in Cleveland, but
yeah.
But even if you want to stay at a Red Roof Inn or something, they're not too far out of town.
Okay,
That's all I'm saying. And you could still attend the events. You still could probably volunteer. They still need help in different areas.
They didn't. There were saying who was boy boy Brian was saying to us when he was here. That
they're still looking for people.
There are a lot less people have volunteered this time.
Well, the thing was they got stricter. What was happening in the past, a lot of people would say they were volunteering,
mm-hmm.
so they wouldn't have to pay for the basic coverage of the program, and then they wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, that's I
and
think
those
why
people
we
were
got
not
those emails.
Asked to volunteer again. Those people were told you're not going to volunteer because you didn't do anything last year.
Well, I mean, that's when Master Roy had sent me the email. Or, mm-hmm. no, his aide,
his
sent,
aide
the email.
Sent the email.
And I'm like, yeah, no, honey, you need to understand who the hell we are.
All this stuff. Yes.
And you need to check your yearbook because we're taking up three pages of it. So, yes, we are going to be volunteering. And that's the reason that that's the reason why boom, it was just cleared right up, you know. So yeah, I'm looking forward to Claw, and one reason I really, really love Claw, and it was funny because there was a post that I'd been kind of following on Facebook where they were talking about the puppy play in that, mm-hmm. and somebody's like, oh, well, what are the prizes, or I'll be a judge for it. And right. I jumped on it. I'm like, yo, whoa. There will be no judging, because right. what we want to do with all of the pup stuff is we want to make, well, and the whole weekend is like that. There's no contest.
No, that's a nice part about it.
Everybody can just be themselves and relax. And I love that about Claw, because you don't have as much attitude as you may have said.
And those who don't know, Claw stands for Cleveland Leather Awareness Weekend. It's not the Cleveland Leather Contest Weekend, or it's not International Man of Leather, IML. Oops, did I say that? Or what's the one in Washington?
It's International Mr. Leather, isn't it?
Right, but which is one in Chicago then?
Which one is for the what?
There's one in Chicago, there's one in Washington, D.C. that are both contests.
Is Chicago Leather Sir Boy?
No, but the big contest. One is in Chicago.
Oh, hi, Brona. Brona's came in the chat room.
But anyway, it's not tied to a contest.
No, it's not. And I think
the ones
awesome.
That are tied to a contest, that's what the whole weekend ends up being about.
Yes.
The contest and the contestants.
Well, and I mean, and that's all fine if that's what fine. You do and you're interested
if
in that
you
sort
want to
of thing.
Go to a leather pageant. Go to a leather pageant.
Yeah, yeah. The three pages that we were talking about in the yearbook for Claw, we're teaching two classes, and then the family. Our family is running. We're the event coordinator, managers for all the pup stuff. So that's in the yearbook. They put what everybody does. So right. There's myself, Sir Mark. The boys got one because they're helping, and then and then the pups have another page. So there's like three right. pages. It's awesome. Oh, MAL. That's right. Mid-Atlantic Leather.
Yes.
Is in DC,
and they're all
Thank
contests.
You.
And But this, I mean, if you want a pageant, you know Claw becomes kind of a pageant some of the days.
Oh, we went to
that big leather dinners.
What's
definitely.
In Washington again? Fuck, what did we go to?
Washington. That was the.
Is in D.C. Did we go to MAL? Yeah, I did. I went to MAL.
You went to MAL.
I met some fucking really cool people at MAL. I did do you? Have yeah. to say.
Well, that's where you
I
met
did.
Pup. What's his face?
Which pup?
The pup that's down the military.
Skeeter?
Skeeter?
I didn't know. I didn't meet Skeeter at...
I thought you meant Skeeter at Mall.
No. I think it was 3 years ago at Claw. I said to him, you will... Because he didn't... He was really nervous.
It was me 3 years ago at Claw.
You 3 years ago at Claw? How many
he
years
was
at
not at Claw.
Yeah, I was.
When I met... No. Skeeter, when I was... When I, the year that you stalked me at Claw...
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
You were with Pup Mojo and...
So it was the year
Boy
before.
Matt.
It was the... Wow, it was a year before that then.
For some reason it was MAL that you two met each other.
No, I had him come to Claw and I said, you'll meet me downstairs in the lobby. If you do not drop to an E, you keep right on walking by because I want nothing to do with you. And we had made a specific time where I was to meet him in the lobby. And I don't know what happened. I sent one of the boys down to go do something at the front desk. And for whatever reason, I had to go down there. I was pissed off. So I go flying through the hotel. And I went walking by him, and I looked, and I saw him. And I turned, I stopped short. Both boys walked into me. It was hysterical. And I said, well, boy, how are you, pup, or something like that. And he looked at me, and I thought he was going to barf. He was so scared.
Wow.
And I said, he says, I'm not ready yet, sir. I still have 2 hours. And I said, yeah, that was our agreement.
Uh-huh.
And he did. He actually, a couple hours later, met me in the lobby. And he really fucked up bad. For me to take his collar, he fucked up really bad. We know that. I am not one to give second chances. I'm really, really not.
But he's still a good kid. He's serving our country.
He is.
He's
well, your
currently
country.
In Afghanistan.
Yes, he is. He can stay maybe an associate with the family at this point, but I don't think I can actually. I don't think I could ever recollar him. Mm-hmm. To flat out just look me in the face and lie to me like he did, I just can't.
Yeah.
And I want to because I think he is just a cute little pup.
I know what happened about Maul. That's
such...
where he was seen, was at Maul, with someone we don't speak of.
Yes, with that other
that
we don't speak of. He's a good pup. He's a good kid. He just really fucked up. Like
stuff happened, but
it was bad. Wow, we totally flew right by something.
What was that?
Yes. We'll be right back. You are listening to House of MNSN. You are listening to Boy Neal on House of MNSN Radio.